All right, that time of the week where we do car reviews, and appreciate y'all listening and all the questions that you have when it comes to new cars, used cars as well, which a lot of these will become used cars on down the road. But Richard, what did you drive lately?
Yeah, Dad, so you and I both got a chance to drive this vehicle, which was one of the more fun ones of recent, and that's a 2025 Volvo EX30, which is their entry-level all-electric. I'm going to call it an SUV, Dad, because it's an SUV, but this thing is a compact SUV, right? It is not overly large, and I want to get that out of the way because some of you are going to get in and be like, man, this thing is... Yes, it is tight. There's not a lot of cargo room, not a lot of space. However, Dad, you are getting a, I'm going to call it, a performance EV, which a lot of them are, for less than $50,000, right at $50,000. So we drove the twin motor performance ultra model. There's also a twin motor performance plus model. They also have a single motor variety, Dad. But what I will say is this twin motor variety, where it takes you from 0 to 60 in about 3.5 seconds, it was an absolute blast to drive. I had a lot of fun, and you've driven comparable cars. You actually owned comparable cars, SUVs to this. What did you think?
I really enjoyed the car. A few of the things on it, Volvo, if you're listening, just maybe it's me, Richard. I'll get your opinion on this as well. A little funky on the nav, all of that end of things. The center stack, I guess you could say. They're trying to make it kind of like Tesla, and I'll just be straight up honest. Doesn't work for me. Go ahead and put the dash back in it like it should be. Give me a regular screen and call it good, because it's really kind of wonky how they did that. And out of all of the car, zero complaints, drivability, how it functions, its speed, everything else. I'm not a fan, and I know that other car companies do this. I don't like the big square credit card type key. You know, give me a fob, whatever. And I get it. They're trying to move to, you know, apps and phones and so on. But I think they're still, and they're proving this, there's a large segment of the market that still like physical things, buttons, fobs, and so on. In fact, a lot of manufacturers, Richard, are moving back to having actual knobs. It shows what people want. Volvo, if you're listening, change it back, and I would love this car even more. Would I not buy this car because of it? No, but would I prefer it to be different? Yes, I would.
Absolutely, and for folks who are listening, they essentially, it's like a key card, credit card type of a deal that you put next to the driver's side. I guess that would be the B-pillar, Dad, right? As you're getting in, it opens the vehicle. It did have a key fob. I'm with you, even as tech-savvy as you and I are, and I love that kind of stuff. It was just funky getting used to, and maybe the more you do it, the easier it gets, but definitely something to get used to. Outside of that, I'm with you. The center stack itself, I would love it to see it a little bit simplified, but again, it may be something that just it takes a little bit more getting used to. Outside of that, Dad, the performance of this was fantastic.
Yep.
About 250 to 260 miles of range, which for most people, I know 300 is a big number. But I should say is the most common number. But, Dad, with it being a smaller SUV, I can understand why. I just will say this. Under $50,000, if you're looking to get into kind of the intro electric market, Dad, there's other competitors out there that are a lot more expensive than this car was. And that was something that I really liked. It was something that I was a fan of and something that would entice me to really look at this vehicle strongly, because it was something that I felt like, yeah, you could get in this car and have a lot of fun with it, and I think it would make sense for a lot of people.
And again, that car starts at, depending on how you equip it, in the low 40s, which that might even be changing as well. Keep your eye on that, as everybody knows, with some of the credits and things going away. I would say keep your eye on that, because that, you know, that could very well, Richard, be changing. But yeah, all in all, great car. Love the performance. Love the way it rode. Love the interior quietness of this car. People are asking me now to get a decibel reading. I'm going to start doing that on the more of these I drive. I didn't do it on this car, but I will. But I will say, Richard, all in all, very quiet cabin. And I know I got to get things wrapped up, but I really enjoyed the car.
Nope, absolutely. I would agree with you. And that's the last thing I'll say, too, is it was nice and quiet. And for a smaller, obviously electric, you would expect it to be, Dad, but for a smaller SUV, definitely they've done a great job on that side. So if you want to learn more about it, folks, head to your local Volvo dealers. This is new for this year, new for 2025. Again, 2025 Volvo EX30. Check it out. And when you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.